Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going deep on a data breach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one that hit a company you might not have heard of, DISA Global
This is
Solutions.
it, Global Solutions.
They do employment screenings. And a lot of people got their information exposed in this one, like 3.3 million
Wow.
names, social security numbers, driver's licenses, even financial stuff. We're looking at an article called DISA Global Solutions. Data breach exposes 3.3 million records.
Okay, so what are we thinking? What's the big concern here?
Yeah, I want to get a sense of the scope and what it means for us, everyone, really.
Right.
So let's get into it.
Okay, so this breach, it really shows how vulnerable our data is. Even in places we don't always think about as risky, like DISA, they do all kinds of background checks, pre-employment screenings, tenant checks, all that.
Oh, wow.
So they've got a ton of sensitive information.
Just a goldmine for cyber criminals.
It's kind of scary to think about. And the article says this breach started way back in February.
But they didn't find it until April. So that's 2 months that hackers could have been in there.
2 months. What do you think about that? That delayed detection?
Well, it doesn't sound great for their security, does it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, 2 months. That suggests that there might be some holes in their system, how they monitor things, how they
Red
respond.
flags, big red flags.
Yeah.
And so they admitted that names, social security numbers, driver's license numbers, even financial data, all that stuff was probably compromised.
Right.
Why is that data so valuable to these criminals?
Well, this is where it gets really worrying. Social security numbers and financial info, that's the jackpot for these guys.
Really?
Yeah. They can use that for identity theft, open fake accounts. They can even sell it on the dark web for a lot of money.
Oh, wow.
The article actually quotes Jim Ruth, who's a chief trust officer at Decimit. He says storing social security numbers without really strong security is a huge mistake because that information, it's easy money for criminals.
Yeah, it makes sense. DISA says there's no proof the data's been misused yet, but that doesn't mean we're in the clear, right?
Absolutely not. That exposed data, it's like a ticking time bomb. Even if it's not being used right now, it could come back to haunt people years later.
So what did DISA do, like right when they found out?
Well, they did the usual stuff, contained the attack, told law enforcement, tried to improve their security.
Okay.
They're offering affected people a year of free credit monitoring and identity restoration through Experian.
That's pretty standard after a breach, isn't it? Credit monitoring, is that enough, though, to really protect people?
That's the question, isn't it? A lot of experts talk about that. Credit monitoring is good for letting you know something's up, but it
Right.
doesn't actually stop anything from happening in the first place.
The article quotes Javad Malik, who works on security awareness at KnowBe4, and he said that 2 month gap before they noticed anything, really alarming. And another expert, Corey McCall, he's chief security officer at Epomni. He said these background check companies, they often have weaker security, even though they have such valuable data.
Yeah.
It's kind of a recipe for disaster. It's like setting them up to get hacked. Makes you wonder, are there even any rules for these companies
Yeah.
to make sure they're keeping data safe?
That's a great point, and the article does mention that. Unlike banks, these employment screening companies, they don't always have the same strict rules about cybersecurity.
So there's not a lot of oversight.
Not really. And that's a big concern, for sure, when it comes to protecting consumers.
It's a little worrying. So let's say I'm one of those 3.3 million people. What can I do? The article had some tips, but can you walk us through it?
Yeah, of course. First thing, take advantage of that free credit monitoring, the one DESA is offering through Experian.
Right.
It's a basic step, but it can help you spot any funny business early on. Credit monitoring basically, it keeps an eye on your credit reports from the three main credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And if anything changes, like someone opens a new account or checks your credit, you get an alert. Think of it like a burglar alarm for your credit.
That makes sense. But it's more about knowing what happened than stopping it,
Right.
right?
It's like an early warning system. You'll know something's wrong, but it can't undo the damage that's already been done.
So what else can people do to be proactive, I mean?
Well, you can put a fraud alert on your credit report. That tells creditors to be extra careful before they give you any new credit.
Oh,
They'll
okay.
have to double-check who you are, make it harder for someone to open fake accounts using your name.
What about freezing your credit? Is that a good option?
A credit freeze, that's the strongest thing you can do. It basically blocks anyone from looking at your credit report, even you. Makes it
Wow.
pretty much impossible for anyone to open new credit in your name. But of course, you got to unfreeze it if you need to apply for credit yourself.
That's true.
but it's a great way to prevent unauthorized access.
Okay, so we've got credit monitoring, fraud alerts, and credit freezes. Anything else people should be doing?
Yeah, keep a close eye on your financial statements. Look at your bank accounts, credit card statements, anything to do with your money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see any transactions you don't recognize, report them to your bank or credit card company right away.
So much to keep track of. Anything else to watch out for after a breach like this, I mean?
Yeah, watch out for phishing scams.
Yeah?
They're a big problem after something like this. Hackers might pretend to be Disa, Experian, or some other company.
Yeah.
They'll send you emails or texts trying to get you to click on bad links or give them more personal info.
Tricky.
Remember, don't click on anything suspicious and don't give out your info unless you're absolutely sure it's safe.
Right.
And if you get something that says it's from Disa or Experian about the breach, double check it. Go to their website or call them directly to make sure it's real. Don't just take their word for it.
Good point. It's easy to fall for that stuff when you're already worried.
Yeah, these criminals, they know how to use fear to their advantage. It's important to stay calm, stay informed, and always double check everything.
Okay, so for companies like Disa, what can they do to be more careful to prevent these breaches in the first place?
That's the million-dollar question, right? Cybersecurity can't be an afterthought. It has to be built into everything they do from the very beginning.
The article talked about a company called Technegion. They do cybersecurity, right?
Right, Technegion. They offer a whole range of services to help companies improve their security.
Like what?
Well, they do things like they help set up advanced threat detection systems, you know, so companies can see threats coming. They strengthen network security, make sure data is encrypted, make sure companies are following all the rules, and they train employees on how to be safe online.
Training employees seems really important. I mean, a lot of these breaches are caused by people making mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. Investing in good employee training is crucial. It's about teaching them how to spot phishing scams, make strong passwords, handle sensitive data the right way, and report anything that looks suspicious. When employees know what to look for, they become a company's first line of defense.
It's like, we need to fix the whole system, not just put a Band-Aid on it after something bad happens.
Yeah, I completely agree. This whole situation with Disa Global Solutions shows just how important cybersecurity is for any company that handles personal information.
And it's not just about the people directly affected. It shows problems that go way beyond this one company.
Exactly. This raises some big questions about data security. Not just for employment screening companies, but for everyone. Like, do we need stricter rules? How can we make sure data security keeps up with all the new threats out there?
Those are tough questions. But like you said before, knowledge is power. The more we know about these threats, the better we can protect ourselves. Thanks for explaining all of this. I learned a lot, and I'm sure our listeners did too. Before we go, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, you're right about that. Knowledge is definitely power, especially these days. This whole thing with Disa, it's a wake-up call for sure. We can't just assume our information is safe.
It does feel kind of overwhelming sometimes, all the different threats out there. What can we do to stay ahead of it, I mean?
Well, first, you got to stay informed. Keep up with what's happening with data breaches and cybersecurity. There are tons of good resources out there, online and in the news.
Okay, but knowing is only half the battle, right?
Exactly. You got to take action. Use strong passwords, be suspicious of any emails that look fishy, and check your privacy settings on social media, online accounts, all that.
You mentioned earlier that a lot of breaches happen because someone messed up. What can we do about that?
Think before you click. Don't trust emails, links, attachments, especially if you don't recognize the sender. Always check the sender's address and hover over links before you click them. Make sure they're going to a website you trust.
It's like we got to be paranoid, digitally paranoid.
A little paranoia can be a good thing online. If something feels wrong, it probably is.
Any other advice for staying safe online?
Cybersecurity isn't a one-time thing. You got to stay on top of it. Be alert, stay informed, and be proactive. You're in control of your own digital security.
This has been really eye-opening. I bet our listeners are feeling a lot more informed now about the risks and how to stay safe. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing your expertise.
My pleasure.
And to everyone listening, be careful out there. In the digital world, I mean. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into something interesting. Until then, keep learning and stay curious.